Hey, good bringing our guest from the improv, John McClellan's here.
His Twitter account's very funny, by the way. If you go into follow him on Twitter, I think it's John McClellan, but yeah. It's at booze, B-O-O-Z-E, coma, at boozecoma, .com. And it says, about to go live with the Monsters on Real Radio 104.1 here in Orlando. Yeah. Here are my notes for the show. And he's got his pad right there.
Right.
His notes for the show, and I say, are don't swear.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to write yourself a note and make sure you don't do that. Yeah.
If you see his stand-up, he's a lot of it on YouTube. You can check him out. You know, he's colorful with his language, very descriptive.
Yeah.
But his Twitter account just says, please, John. It's like he's reminding himself, do not curse on this show.
John, how you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm just, like I said, I just posted it. I'm trying not to swear on the show. I'm not used to getting up this early. That's why.
I'm sure you're not.
I get up every day at 6 p.m. because I'm disciplined.
Yeah.
And I read my horoscope to see what kind of day I had. All right, we're off to a ripper on start. That's great. I wrote that down on purpose.
I understand that you were on Millionaire Matchmaker.
I was on Millionaire Matchmaker. That's true.
That's one of those shows that, Jimmy, I don't know if you've ever, your wife makes you watch, you know, and the woman that's on there.
Patty.
Yeah. So were you one of the matches? Or?
Well, let me explain to the people who have never watched Millionaire Matchmaker what the show is. It's a dating show.
Yeah.
Where these people have exorbitant amounts of money, and they hire this woman, Patty Stanger, to find them love. Essentially, it's everybody's been told, I wouldn't have sex with you if you had $1 million.
Right.
They went out and got the money to call their bluff.
Right. That's basically it. Yeah.
So that's a show. I was not the millionaire.
Okay, because usually the millionaire is an a-hole. That's kind of part of the thing. He's a real loser. He can't even find a date with a millionaire.
I mean, listen, if I had 50 bucks in my pocket, I could find a couple of girls to talk to. I mean, these guys have millions of dollars and they can't pull it together. They need some assistance.
Yeah.
That's what Patty does. She's actually very good at what she does. And
so what did
people
you
ask me about her? I'm like, listen, she pulled me off the street and put me on a show, so I'm not going to argue about it. But no, I dated a millionaire. I dated this woman, Judith Regan, who did...
I saw the episode.
Judith Regan, who was the head publisher of Simon & Schuster. She did Howard Stern's book, and she was aces, man. She was really cool. But we went to the Museum of Sex. People go, because they're like, where do I know you from?
Right,
I get recognized
probably
once a week. Where do I know you from? I was like, I was on Millionaire Matchmaker. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, I went to the Museum of Sex. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got to tell you, the Museum of Sex is creepy. All right. And for me to tell you it's creepy, it's really creepy. It's like Turkish baths with super creepy Rob Lowe creepy. That's how creepy this place is.
And where is it? New York?
It's
or?
In New York City.
New York
it's in City. Manhattan.
Yeah.
Now, was that something that you suggested or the producer was like, hey,
well,
this
it was
be a
my
good
second thing. Choice. My first choice was to because we get to pick the date.
Right.
And I wanted to do a subway bar crawl.
Oh,
where
we
would get off every stop at the subway and have something to drink, because that's my idea of a good time. As you can tell, my Twitter account is boozecoma.com. I'm not playing around.
That's a good handle.
But that's a logistical nightmare to film,
because
you have to subway cars and clearances. And so I decided the Museum of Sex would be the place to go. Now, the best part of this show is the stuff they never showed. I mean, they made me look like Bon Jovi on the show. I'm not going to complain at all. But my favorite moment is when we walk into the Museum of Sex, and there's a ton of books there. And Judith has published a million books. She's like, she points to them. She goes, I've done that one. I did that one. I did that one. I did that one. I did that one. Then we go up to the fourth floor where they have the swings and the leather. I'm like, I did that one. I did that one. I did that one. I did that one.
Nice.
I'm like, how did that not get on the show?
That would have been great.
Yeah, it was good. So, but
was it intimidating to be, you know, to go out with a millionaire and it was all being filmed? Were you very intimidated or
no,
not?
No, I wasn't. And I the thing that show you don't realize is you have to, every time the cameras stop, you're not allowed to speak to each other.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, because they want everything to
of
be
course.
Organic
yeah,
and natural. And that throws a lot of people. because right. they're not used to being on TV. They're on a date. It's high pressure. And, you know, I mean, first of all, you have $1 million and you can't find women anyway. So, you know, you're not really good on the social end of it. It's like, hey, I got a couple quick jokes for you. They're sweating it out. So that's why they look a little weird sometimes. I'm sure these people are wonderful.
So you met her and she's got $1 million. So why do you think she can't find a man? I mean, why would someone like that be on a show like that?
Well, I can't really speak for her. She's friends with Patty. Patty was trying to get her on the show.
Uh-huh.
You know, and everybody has alternative motives to be on a show like that. It's like, listen, it's on TV. It's like, you know, I want to be on TV. I mean, people are asking me, you're on Millionaire Matchmaker. Are you going to be dating a woman or a man? I'm like, I don't care. It's a millionaire. I'm going for a unicorn if they got some money.
I mean, and I just looked up on Celebrity Net Worth. I don't know how accurate, but what do you think Judith Regan's worth? I mean, do you know, John?
If I did, I'd still be sleeping.
Yeah.
$60 million.
Wow.
So, wow. She did well for herself.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean,
she's super cool.
Now, did it go from it? Did you get another date with her or not?
Yeah, we're still friends. You know, at the end of it, you know, she doesn't really need a lot of assistance. She does very well for herself.
God, she must be petrified to date. I mean, when you're a woman empowered with that much wealth and stuff like that,
man, it just
really.
Here's where, because we had some chemistry, you know, and but when we went out on the date, there was a moment in the bottom of the Museum of Sex that at the juice bar, right?
Yeah, like any good sex museum,
yeah, you know,
that's
when
a
you
sentence
think, you
know, most listen, people never would say.
Yeah. Listen, when it comes
orange
to sex,
whip?
You
orange
have
whip?
To keep yourself hydrated.
right,
that's
right.
Rule number
the juice
one.
Juice bar at the sex museum, okay.
But they just let the cameras roll for about 15 minutes, and we really started because she's a pro. She had a television show. She has a radio show. She's a very skilled professional, and I've had to talk my way out of enough lies that I can handle myself pretty good too. But it was like a real date without cameras there, and we were really starting to have a good time and interacting. So it wasn't intimidating at all. I thought she was super cool.
Yeah. Well, and now you're going to be at the Improv.
I'm going to be at the Improv.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Have you been to the Improv in Orlando before?
I've been to the Improv several times. I've actually been down here quite a few times. And I love the fact that, you know, I live in New Jersey, and everyone stops me.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Jersey! Jersey! I'm driving down a street, and I have a car with Jersey plates on it, right? A rental car. And this guy pulls up. I have a buddy in the side. Car pulls up and asks me for directions.
Right.
I'm like, why would you pick the one car with out-of-state plates to ask for directions? And as I drove off, I saw the car also had Jersey plates, which means this guy's probably asked directions a few times and never really got the answer he wanted because he doesn't understand the language down here. But I have been down here a few times.
Well, you'll be at the Improv tonight. It's a great club. If you've never been to the Improv, it's a great date night. And you're just here for tonight, right?
I'm there tonight. I'm there with Troy Wagner. Gary Mankey will be our host. And Duncan Jay. It's a good show. These are all four nationally touring comics that... and everybody's a little bit different. Sometimes you go to a show, you know, and you have like, you know,
everybody's the same.
The same, right. Yeah. It's like listening to a Boston album. It's like, okay, the next
thing,
song
yeah.
is it's the same thing, but everybody here is different. Everybody has a different point of view, and it's a fantastic show, and it's a low dope price. You could call 407-480-5233. Make reservations. Mention my name,
John McConnell. Hey, thank you
so much
for coming in.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, McClellan. I'm sorry, I said McConnell.
McConnell.
I'm sorry. John McClellan.
That's fine. Just Boozcomb. That's why I picked Boozcomb, because nobody can spell or pronounce my last name. So I'm like, all right. And some guy in Texas already had it. I'm like, all right, let's go for Boozcomb. Hey, I can spell that.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.